All right, it's right back to drip irrigation. That's the answer, isn't it?
This is hard. This is a hard concept to understand for some people, but let me kind of explain it.
One more time.
In the few minutes that I have left, take this drip system. You can use bywall, set 15 cents a foot. It's cheap. Got holes punched in it every 12 inches. Or you can any types of emitter systems. Put the emitters on there wherever you want to. You lay this system out down the row. You turn the water system on, and you let it run. And you will see a little wet spot on top of the ground. It looks like, you know, there's been a bunch of synchronized dogs running through the garden. Little wet spots on top. That is, in that wet spot is where you put your new transplant.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're planting, if you got the bywall and it's got holes punched in it every 12 inches, and you're planting your tomatoes 36 inches apart, you put it in every third wet spot, hear me, every third. If you're planting peppers 24 inches apart, that's every...
Every other one.
No, it's... Yeah. I tried every other one.
Yeah,
so 24 inches apart, every second wet spot. Or if you plant broccoli, cauliflower, every wet spot, 12 inches apart.
Yeah.
Very, very simple.
Rutabagas?
Forget rutabagas. As long, you operate that system 1 hour a day, every day, for the first 2 weeks of that young transplant's life. So basically, you're giving it a gallon of water every day on that raised bed. Be sure to plant your plants on raised bed, because August the 7th, you'd be sorry you didn't.
You're going to be swimming down the street.
You hear me? All right, so on the raised beds, and it will give it a gallon of water every day. I don't care how hot it gets. Listen to me. Heat doesn't kill tomatoes. They're tropical.
Okay.
Heat doesn't kill peppers. They're tropical. Lack of water or too much water kills peppers and tomatoes.
All right.
They will, you know, people say, well, I'm gonna put a board up by them on the west side. You go ahead and do that because you're doing that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they grow faster with a board up. Forget it. Get a grip on yourself. Versus plant 5 acres out there. You think you got boards all over the field? You know, you're doing that for you, not for the tomatoes. Some people put shade cloth over their garden. You're good. If you're retired and in good health, do it. You know, but those of us got a brain know that these things are tropical. If you keep them moist, they'll be all right, okay? But you go ahead and do that other stuff if you want to. Same way with your shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
You string that drip irrigation system around your house. Not only will you keep your foundation from cracking, you hook it up to your faucet, and every time you turn your faucet on, or if we can't turn our faucets on now, you turn it on about 2 or 3 hours every other day.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 hours a day every other day. And let it water those shrubs. It'll deep water the shrubs, keep your foundation from cracking. Another nice thing about drip irrigation is it can be put on a timer. You can actually put it on a solenoid to where it can come on in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah, that's when to do it.
Now, see, that's not only the most efficient time to water, but if you really want to make efficient use of your water, put a mulch on top of it, 3 to 4 inches of mulch on top of that drip irrigation system. You're putting down water efficiently, you're holding it efficiently, and besides that, it is real, real difficult for your nosy neighbors to find out when you water.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they ain't up roaming around at 2 o'clock.
And they don't see that drip dripping.
That drip dripping because it's on their mud. Now, I'm not saying that this is a devious way to water.
Of course
I'm
not.
Just saying
I'm keeping
my landscape plants alive. I don't care what they say.
Oh, boy. Okay. Dr. Jared Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. He'll be back with us again next Monday.